News reports say homemade bombs have exploded in parts of Dhaka as Bangladesh's largest Islamic party seeks to enforce a general strike. The Jamaat-e-Islami party called for today's nationwide shutdown to demand that the government halt a trial of its leaders on charges of crimes against humanity involving Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. Also in Asia, the first satellite launched from South Korean soil is working normally, a day after Seoul achieved its space milestone during a time of high tensions over arch-rival North Korea's recent threat to test a third nuclear device. Alistair Wanklin has more.
Ignition and liftoff for South Korea's first successful space flight, a rocket of partly Russian design putting a satellite in orbit. The launch mirrored one in December by North Korea, which was widely seen as contravening a UN ban on weapons development. Pyongyang then declared it would carry out a nuclear test, creating further distance between it and the incoming administration of South Korean president-elect Park Geun-hye. She will be inaugurated as president in February and has pledged to increase spending on science and technology to 5% of South Korea's GDP. Unlike the North, South Korea is under no UN restrictions on rocket development. The launch Wednesday was widely welcomed across the country, with some observers saying South Korea could soon sell space technology alongside its world-class electronics and cars. And for many South Koreans, a first successful launch was a welcome distraction, for once, from the difficulties of living with North Korea. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.